Today we're going to learn the Tosfos at the beginning of Shabbos, Dibra Maskel Pashat. The subject of the Shia for today is Hotzah, Melechus Hotzah, obviously. And with regard to the Ani, who is outside of the Rishus HaRabim, and the Baal Bayis, who's inside the Rishus HaYachid, one is passing to the other. And Tosfos says the following, Nira Lari. The itzrich lashmiina mishum da hotzam locha gruhi. The mali motzi mirshus hayachid lushus harabim, mali motzi mirshus harabim lushus hayachid. Velo hava gamrinan hotza di ani mi balabayis, velo balabayis mi ani. Tosa says that even though in both cases listed in the Mishnah, whether it's the balabayis bifnim or the ani bachutz, the ani passing to the balabayis passing to the ani, in all cases, it's a hotzah mirshus lishus, mirshus hayachid, mirshus harabim, mirshus harabim, mirshus hayachid. Why then does the Mishnah feel compelled to tell me both cases? And Tosfos answers that we would not derive the case of Ani from the case of Baal Bayis, nor Baal Bayis from Ani, because of the svara of Mali Motzi mirshus harabim, mirshus hayachid, Mali Motzi mirshus hayachid, mirshus harabim. Tosfos says, Hotzah is a malacha grua. The Rashba sheds a little bit of more of a light on this subject. Let's read the Rashba inside, it's the second source. Ikal ameimar, mishum shehi malacha grua, she'ilu pina mizavis lizavis masa gadol potter. So he schleps a very heavy weight from one corner of the room to the other, and he could do this the whole day. He's potter. But hotzi k'tzas mine l'shus l'shus chayev. If he takes a little part of it out from one rishus to the other, he's chayev. Masha enkein b'shar kol amalachos she'enon asuros elo mitzad atzmon b'ezer rishus she'teyose. The Rashba is pointing out that malachas hotzah is unique in the constellation of the 39 malachas. All the other malachas, 38 out of 39, wherever you do it, whatever rishus you do it in, you don't have to go from one rishus to the other, and a man is not what rishus, in which rishus you implement the malacha. But here, we're talking about a malacha which has to do with rishus, and that makes it into a malacha grua. So again, let's read the Rashba one more time. Ikla be mishum shi malacha grua. The Rashba says that if he takes an object and moves it from one rishus to the other, he's chayev. Again, in terms of the amount of shall we say, profound effort and energy that he puts in, if he takes a heavy masa, mi zavis lezavis, he's potter. The machayev here of melech sotzah is the rishus. We don't find that by any other malacha. So it would seem from the Rashba that the definition and the operation of this malacha, melech sotzah, is very unique. There's a chiddush here. Because it's not that tiltul chayfetz is asur, only tiltul and otzah, mirshus l'shus. If it was tiltul, you'd be chayv pinam yizavis l'zavis. This makes it into a malacha grua. And therefore, there's a havamina that the Torah was makil within one rishus, and the Torah might be makil in a case of hachnasa, or in a case of hotzah. We need a pasuk for both hachnasa and hotzah. We need a source to prove the case of the ani, who's taking the object from Rishus Rabim and putting it inside the Rishus Hayoch, that's hachnasa, and vice versa, in the case of the Baal HaBayis, he's taking it out into the Rishus Rabim. Why do we need two psukim? And the answer is, according to the Rashba, because you see that the Torah was mekil with regard to tiltul within a rishus, maybe the Torah would be machmir from one rishus to the other, but only in one particular direction. And therefore, we could come up with a chilek and say the Torah only prohibits achnasa, the Torah only prohibits otzah. But Tosfos' language is a little bit different if you compare the two. Tosfos' language is Mali Motzi Mishus Hayachid Lushus Harab, Mali Motzi Mishus Harab Lushus Hayachid. He doesn't speak about being metalta within one Rishus. Like the Rashba says it, he must be operating with a different definition. And we'll try to understand that. In the third source, if you take a look in the Arzarua, that's Hilcha Shabbos, Simon Pei Beis, he too has something to say about the nature of Meleches Hotzah. Let's read his Lashon. He says, Mishum Shamalacha She'ena Chashuvahi. Shamalacha She'ena Chashuvahi. He formulates the lack of Chashivus in Meleches Hotzah. Dema Melacha Asa. He didn't do any Melacha. That's the language of the Arzarua. Shehotzim Rishuso. He says he just took it out of his Rishus. Meikara. Chefetz, the object is an object. Vahashtanami chefetz, and the object is identical. The only change in the object is in its location. Every malacha, according to the Arzarua, involves some change in the chefetz. In other words, it's not just the maisa malacha that you did, but it's also the change, what we call tikkun, and we've spoken about this many times, the shini and the chefta, through the malacha. The maisa malacha is a means to an end. For example, you put the pot on the fire and it cooks the contents of the pot. That's called bishul. That's a tikkun. Now you have something that's edible. Or for example, you put together various blocks and you make a building out of it. Your melechus bona. Or you write two osios. I mean, in all cases, you have something to show for yourself. You have a cheftza, a chefetz that was changed. Here, with regard to the melacha of hotzah, what is the malacha? You can't say the malacha is a means to an end, that through this maisa, you brought it from one rishus to the other and you changed the object. There was some sort of tikkun. There was some sort of change, alteration in the gufa cheftza. No, the gufa cheftza is identical. Meikara chefetz, hashtanami chefetz. It's identical. The object does not change whatsoever. Where's the Melechus Shabbos over here? If Melechus Shabbos is defined as a maisa which brings a change, an impact on a cheftza, there is no change on the cheftza in the case of Melechus Hotzah. And that makes it a Melechus Gerua. In other words, here in Melechus Hotzah, all the emphasis from beginning to end, from soup to nuts, is on the maisa Melechus. There's no impact. There's no uftu, as we say in Yiddish. There's no chalos. There's no chidush. There's no tikkun in the cheftza. The iser itself and the malach itself is the maisa malacha. And if we take the Arzarua, I think we can go back to Tosus that we began with, and it would shed a light on Tosus. Tosus is saying the following. If you have a malacha, and the primary element of that malacha, the essence of the malacha, is tikkun v'chidush, it's some sort of impact and change that you have through the malacha on the object, now, we don't have to be makpid so much about the guf maisa malach. We don't have to see and analyze, you know, put under the microscope the maisa malach and say, wow, it's, you know, you changed it this way, you changed it that way, the tzura changed to the malacha. There's no emphasis here on the guf maisa malach. I'm thinking of the Ran in Perek Habona, who says that if I have a ches, which has a gag on top that basically attaches two zainin, and I remove the gag, it's as if I wrote two osios. Again, in the Tzuris Maisa Malacha, removing the gag of the ches is absolutely different, fundamentally different than a Tzuris Ksiva. But nevertheless, Yechayev, why? Because the Malacha is defined not by the Maisa Malacha, but by its impact, its change, its transformation on the object. You've changed the object. You now have two zainin, whereas before you didn't have two zainin. And therefore, even though, despite the fact that your maisa malacha is insignificant, it's not the tsuras maisa ksiva of the classic, you're still chayef. And so it is with each malacha, that through the maisa malacha you have a tikkun on the cheftza and a chidush, and that's what the malacha is here. In Melechus Hotzah, there's no change. There's no tikkun through the malacha. And what is the shem malacha? What is the essence of the malacha? It all depends on the pa'ula, on the tzuras ha-pa'ula, tzuras ha-maisa. In this case, you took it from one rishus and you brought it into another rishus. Everything is in the tzuras ha-maisa. And if that be the case, if that's what defines the essence of the malacha, we might say that there's a kpeda. When do you violate the malacha? If it's done kitzurasa, if it's done in a certain, you know, perfect form. The guf maisa malacha was done in a certain particular form, and that's very well regulated. That's the tzuras ha-malacha. Perhaps it's the balabayas who does the malacha, where he takes the object and places it in Rishus HaRabim, or perhaps it's the Ani when he takes it from the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, we need a chiddush here of both hachnas and otzah. We need two psukim, as we'll see. We'll go through the psukim, Yirtz Hashem, one for otzah and one for hachnas, one for the Baal HaBayis and one for the Ani. And that's perhaps what Tosfos means. Again, if we read his language, Mali Motzim Shesayachid Shesarab, Mali Motzim Shesarab Shesayachid. In both cases, there is no, you know, permanent impact or change, alteration of the object, and therefore we have to know: did the Torah say you moved it from this rishus to the other, or that rishus to the other? The guf tzuris ma'isa malacha is what determines the malacha. The machayev is in the guf ma'isa malacha, and we could therefore be makpid. We could be careful and distinguish between one particular tzuris malacha and another. However, truth be told, we're not excited about Tosfos for the following reason. Again, Tosfos doesn't tell us why there's a difference between this direction and the other direction. Hachnosa, Otzov, Albayis, and Ani. Again, it's just that, in a sense, we're working in a very technical sense. Within the context of Tosfos, we need two psukim and two chidushim because there's a slight difference in the tzuras hamalacha. But again, the guf hamalacha is relocating the object. It needs a little bit more of a hesber, why we should be mechalek between the Ani and the Baal HaBayis. The similarity in the tzuras, in the guf ma'isa hamalacha, is so great. You know, one could ask, what kind of chilek, what kind of distinction you're making between the Baal HaBayis and the Ani? What difference does it make between this one and that one? In the guf ma'isa hamalacha, at the end of the day, the object was changed from one rishus to the other. That's why I think we would want to look in the Tosfos HaRosh, who I think embellishes it and takes us one step further. The language of the Tosfos HaRosh is Vahani Trei Kroy Nira Lefaresh. He says these two psukim, let's analyze them, because the first pasuk is Vayichala Ami Havi, and that's the case of the Hotzah of the Ani. The Ani is taking something out of Rishus HaYochid and bringing it out to Rishus HaRabim, and the people were located in their tents, each one in a Rishus HaYochid, and they were bringing the gifts, the Truma for the Mishkan, out into a Rishus HaRabim, from their tents out into the Machna, and that would be a Meleches Hotzah di Ani. And the Rosh goes on to be Medayikid in the Lashon Akra. Mehavi, what does it mean? Vayichala mehavi, mehavi, mashma mehavi hachevetz etzlo lemakom shu omeit. Interesting. He says that the word mehavi has another connotation to it, and it means lehavi hachevetz etzlo, to bring the object to him. The focus here is not so much on the object being relocated, but on the person bringing the object closer to him. Eitzel Makomo, it's near him. Now, there's a person is standing in a certain place, like the case of the Ani, and he brings an object out to him. The Ani is at Rishus HaRabim, he stretches his hand out into Rishus HaYochid, the Baal HaBayis puts the object into the hands of the Ani, and the Ani does an act of Hotzah, taking it out from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, but he brings it to where he is. Now, we have another pasuk, says the Rosh. V'al yetze ish mimkomo, hainu Hotzah de Baal HaBayis. Kidemashma lishna de'al yotzi mimakom shehu omeid babayis lachutz. So what the Rosh is doing for us, we thought that Vayichala Ha'am Milahavi meant to bring it out into the Rishus HaRabim, which would mean they ceased pushing it away from them in that direction. No, he's medayik in the word Havi. Havi means to bring it towards you. And this pasuk is telling you, don't bring the object from one Rishus towards you where you're standing in your Rishus. That's Hotzah Diyani. But al yetze ish mimkomo, that a person shouldn't go out, that means he's taking the object and he's pushing him away from him. He's taking it from his rishus and bringing it out. He's not bringing it towards him, but away from him. That other direction is the case of Hotzah de Balabayis. And Hotzah de Balabayis, where the Balabayis is taking an object, a pruta, and he's giving it to the Ani, pushing it away, that is derived from this pasuk, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. Kidemashma Lishna Al Yetzei Mimkomo Mimokum Shu Omed Babayis Lachutz. So it would seem that the Rush is clearly making a distinction here. He's indicating a distinction in the Ani and the Balabais, which is a lot more fundamental. It's not just a question of whether it's going from this rishus to that rishus to that rishus to the other, but rather whether the object is coming towards the person or being pushed away from the person. Am I bringing something to me or am I getting rid of it? And if we go back to our Tosfos that we started with, and we look a little bit forward, Tosfos says the following. Dehem helu krushim mikarkal agola hainu achnasa diani dimistoma bekarka hayu omdim shehu rishus arab. In the case of moving the krushim after they took apart the mishkan, they stood on the ground and they passed the krushim onto the agola. So they were in Rishus HaRabim, and they put it into Rishus HaYochid. Here Tosfos emphasizes that they were standing on Rishus HaRabim, and the Ani was passing something from where he was into the Rishus HaYochid. So this would be the Achnasa Diani case. And again, why is it Achnasa Diani? Because the Ani is standing with Rishus HaRabim and he's passing it into Rishus HaYochid to the hands of the Balabayis. This would be very similar to what we saw in the Rush before of two Maisim, two different actions, Achnasa and Otzah, which are fundamentally different. Now, it's now we're taking Melechus Otzah, we're really splitting it into two. There's a Hotzah where I take it away from the Rishus that I'm standing, and my purpose is to move the object away from me. And that would be the case of Heim Helu Krashim Ikarkal Agola. And then, that would be Achnasa Diani. V'yesh, there's another case of Hotzah El Rishuso. Now there's bringing something towards him. He's Makariv the object, he's dragging it towards him. And that would be the case of Hotzah Diani. Correct? So again, if we're focusing our attention on the Ani who's standing out in Rishus HaRabim, he could do one of two things. He could hand something into the Balabayis, so that would be called Hachnasa L'Rishus HaYochid of the Ani, or he could take it out towards him. In the case of Heim Helu Krush V'Karkal Gola, that would be a case of Hotzah of the Ani, but it's Hotzah, it would be even more precise, let me just correct myself, to call it Hachnasa Diani. Hachnasa Diani in the sense that the Ani is at Rishus HaRabim, and he's pushing it away from himself, and putting it into the hands of the Balabais in the Rishus HaYochid. That's the Pasuk Heim Helu Krushim. And if Tosfos is pointing that out, then what he's implying is that the flip side would be when a person's purpose is not to push it away from him, but rather to bring it towards him, and that would be a Hotzah Diani, and that requires a separate pasuk. So what we're suggesting is that the Tosfos might be operating with the same definition as the Rush, to find a more imposing or a more significant difference between Hachnasa and Hotzah, between the Ani and the Balabais. Let's go back to the Rashba again. In the next piece in the Rashba, which apparently he's quoting from the Ramban, he says, there is a fundamental difference, says the Rashba, between the two types of Hotzah. There's a certain extra chashivus in the case of the Ani, when he takes something out had a Rishus HaYochid, and he brings it to him in the Rishus HaRavim, so it's being Makariv the Chayfetz. V'eino Dome Lo Tzos Baal Abayis Shemotzi Mimenu. That the Baal Abayis is taking it away from him. So that which we saw in the Rosh, we see in the Hemshech and the Rajba, and perhaps that could shed a light on the Tosus about Heim Helu Krosh Mikarka Lagol. So I wanted to point out that there is one difference here between Tosus and the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba goes out of his way to use the term chashivus. He says, Otzah di'oni chashuva shemoshech li'atzmo. In Tosus, Tosus says, Mali hotzah mirshus ha'yoch l'shusarab, Mali hotzah mirshusarab l'shusayoch. When he compares the hotzah nachnos to the Baal Bais and the Oni respectively, he doesn't use chashivus here. The Tosus is operating more in terms of a fundamental difference in the tsuras hamalacha, and there is a fundamental difference between taking something towards you or taking something away from you, whereas the Rashba is adding another element here which Tosfos doesn't have, and it's not just a change and a difference, a conscious between the two types of otzah, but it's also that one type of otzah certainly has a chashivus that the other one doesn't have, and therefore I need two sources respectively for the otzah of the Oni and the Baal Abayis. But one thing is clear, that what the Rishonim are saying here, their argument is there's no comparison between Hotzah and the other 38 Malachas, because in Hotzah we're not talking about the goal of changing the object. There is no tikkun in the object. We're talking about the Maisa Malacha, and the difference between one Hotzah and the other is in the Maisa HaMalach. Let's go on in Tosus. Tosus says, V'chein b'chol toldos the avos malachos lo chay shinon shiehei v'mishkan el avos bilvat. With regard to all 38 malachos minus Hotzah, we don't require that the toldos be found in the Mishkan. We only require that the Avos be found in the Mishkan. And as the Gemara says at the beginning of Bava Kama, that defines the difference between the Av and the Tolda. The Av is Chashiva b'Mishkan, and the Tolda is not in the Mishkan. Here he says, with Toldos Otzah, be'inin shiehei b'Mishkan. With regard to establishing a Tolda of Otzah, we require that the Tolda be in the Mishkan. It's not enough that the Av is in the Mishkan. The Av for sure has to be in the Mishkan. But the Tolda as well has to be in the Mishkan. And this would seem to reflect what we said before, that in every single Malacha other than Otzah, there's a Chefta, that Chefetz is being impacted, being transformed, that gives Chashivus to the Malacha. Then, even though there's a difference between the Tolda and the Av, in terms of the Maisa Malacha, but they both achieve the same goal. So we could derive toldos from avos, because the toldos share this common denominator with the av of the tikkun. We could say that the tolda is me'ein av because it's me'ein tikkun av, and therefore they're both equal in terms of the tikkun. So, for example, I could plant a seed in the ground, or I could be mashkiz roim and pour the water. At the end of the day, I am encouraging the productivity and the produce to grow. So therefore, the Tolda is no worse off than the Av, and I don't have to find the Tolda was done in the Mishkan. But Otzah is radically different because it's not a tikkun in the object; the object is not changed, and therefore the Malacha is the Maisa Malacha. So everything revolves around the Tzuras Maisa Malacha, and therefore we would think that if there's some sort of a difference between the Tzuras Maisa Malacha of the Av, which we find in the Mishkan, and as we'll soon see, we find it also in the Psukim, and the Tolda, on the other hand, if it's not in the Mishkan and it has a different, it's a shinui, it's a difference in the Guf Tzuras Maisa Malacha, then we don't have a source for it. We don't know whether that will give it chashivus, because the whole Malach Satzah is a Malach Gruitz, doesn't have chashivus. It doesn't impact on the object, as we said. And therefore, we don't have a way of extrapolating and deriving a tolda from the av in the case of Hotzah, because we already forfeited the guf hamalacha, which is the maisa hamalacha. Therefore, we need some sort of special derivation that the tolda was in the Mishkan, and that's going to tell me that the tolda is included in the melecha of Hotzah. Now, there's one point here that we have to make, and I know you're all thinking of it. The toldos, if they were in the Mishkan, as Tosfos says, why shouldn't they be considered avos? And the answer is, here we want to fast forward to a Tosfos in Perek HaZorek on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Hotzah Hechik Siva. What's the source for Hotzah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Krav Yitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machne. So if you take a look at Tosus there, Dibra Maschal Otzah, Tosus says, V'afagav shahoysa b'mishkan, ki de'omar heimo ridu krushim, mikarka la'gola. So we find that Otzah was in the Mishkan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to find the source in the Torah from Lechas Otzah? Mikol makom ilav dichsiv, if he didn't find the pasuk, lo machai v'yale. It would not be sufficient that it was done in the Mishkan. L'fisha melacha gruahi. In other words, there were many actions that were done in the Mishkan. We're not going to say that every time they scratched their foot or they blew their nose, that becomes a malach because it was done in the Mishkan. What you have to find in the Mishkan is a malach chashuva. And even if you find Otzah in the Mishkan, it doesn't tell you anything, because the malach itself, even though it was done in the Mishkan, it doesn't have the status of a malach chashuva. Who says that that action has a shame malacha to it? Just because it was done in the Mishkan, there were a myriad of actions that were done in the Mishkan, as we said, that didn't. None of them had a shame malacha, and therefore we need a pasuk, as Rav Yochanan says, as a source to teach me the shame malacha in Otzah. And therefore, that which is written in the pasuk vayaviru kol b'machne, that's considered part of the Av Malacha. And that's the Av Malacha Meleches Hotzah. So I couldn't derive, I couldn't establish the emergence of Hotzah as a Shem Malacha from Mishkan. Once I derive the emergence and the status of Hotzah as a Shem Malacha from the Torah, from the Pasuk, Vayetze Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machne, then I could look into the Mishkan and find other cases of Hotzah and call them Toldos. So we have here in Tosfos, again, a very important application of the rule of Malacha, of Malach Hotzah, Malacha Gruahi. We saw already earlier that Malacha Gruah means I have no right to derive one Tzuras HaMalacha from another Tzuras HaMalacha. And now we're going a step further, and we're saying that Melech Sotzah, insofar as it's a Meleches Grua, I cannot derive it from Mishkan as I derive all the other Melechos. I need a Pasuk, I need a source in the Torah. And that's what Tosfos says, Afal Gav Shoysev Mishkan, Nikomakom Yilav Dechsivi, Lo Machai Veli, Lefisha Melecha Gruahi. Let's take a look at the Rambam when he speaks about Meleches Zorek and Meleches Moshit, which are told us of Hotzah. This is in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes the following: HaZorek Mirshus Lushus O HaMoshit HaReze Toldas Motzi V'chayv. It's very interesting that when the Rambam speaks about the Toldos here, he includes these two cases of Zorek and Moshit. It would seem that in the cases of Motzi Mishus HaYoch Lishus HaRabim or Mishus HaRab Lishus HaYochid, the Rambam would hold that those are all included under Avos. I'm not sure about Mavir Dalaramis Mishus HaRabim, but in any event, when you're Motzi, we're not talking about Zorek or Moshit, but literally Otzah, you carry it from one Rishus to the other. It doesn't matter which direction you go in, whether it's starting in Rishus HaRabim and ending in Rishus HaYochid or the opposite. The Malach itself is Havaras Rishus, is to take it from one Rishus to another. And believe that, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. We're going to talk about the fact that the Akira and the Hanacha, or at least the Akira, is only an introduction to the Malacha, the guts of the Malacha, the essence of the Malacha, is Tavaris Rishus. And therefore, although we have in Zorek and Moshe Ahavaras Rishus, we do not elevate them to the state of Motzi. Motzi Mirshus Rishus is the Av. But in the case of Zorek, for example, and we'll say this about Moshe as well, even though he is doing Ahavaras Rishus, but there's a profound difference in the Guf Maisa HaMalach. The Pulas HaMalach, the Tzus HaMalach is radically different. He's not carrying it, he's throwing it. And for example, when we speak about Akira and Hanacha, then in the case of Zrika, it's a little bit different, the Akira and Hanacha. Whereas in Havara, in the classical case of Motzi, you know, you pick it up, that's an Akira, you Mavrishus, and then you Meniach it. There's an active Akira and Hanacha. In Zrika, we don't see that. And therefore, the Rambam establishes that this change, this gap or difference between Zrika and Hotzah is so significant, the Guf Tzuras HaMalach, the Pulas HaMalach is so changed, that therefore it downgrades the status of Zorek from an Av to a Tolda. But in Motzi, whether it be from in this direction or that direction, the change is insignificant, and therefore they're both Avos. That's the impression you get from the Rambam here in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud. And of course, we could say the same thing in the case of Moshe. There too, the distinction between Moshe, the gap, and the conscience between Moshe in the Guf Tzuras HaMalacha to Motzi, to Hotzah, is again very significant. It's not like being Mavir Mishus L'Shus. For example, Moshe Yechayev, when you pass it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and there's Rishus HaRab in the middle. Again, there's a Maisa here of Havara, and there are three Rishuyos, but it's a totally different type of Tzuras HaPa'ula, and therefore becomes a Tolda according to the Rambam, and not an Av. And perhaps we can add that it would seem simply to be the truth that with regard to the other 38 Malachas, which we call Malachas Tikkun in the change in the object, the change, if we found a change that would be similar to Hotzah B'yado versus Rika, Hotzah B'yado versus Moshe, that would not justify a distinction, a classification of an Av and a Tolda. In other words, if you had a corresponding distinction between two Pu'ulos and all the other 38 Malachas, corresponding and equal to the distinction or the gap between Hotzah B'yado and Zrika, that would not justify a classification of an Av and a Tolda. Both would be Avos, because again, in terms of the impact, they both make the same impact. The distinction here between Motzi B'yado and Zorek in the Rambam is because of the nature of Malechas Hotzah, where the emphasis here is on the Tzuras HaMaisa, not on the Totzah, not on the impact and the Tikkun of the object. And therefore, when we analyze and compare these two Tzuras HaMaisim, the Guf Pu'ulas Motzi B'yado to the Guf Pu'ulas Zrika, that distinction is so great that it warrants a classification of an Av and a Tolda. Now, there's a famous statement of Rava, where Rava says on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph that if you throw an object and it lands in the mouth of a dog or in a kivshan, pi kivshan, in other words, it gets burnt up immediately, that you're chayef. Now, here it's very strange, because from the perspective of Melecha Shabbos, of Melechas Tikkun, it's a very strange kind of situation here. He's destroying the object. Again, if it's his dog and he wants to feed his dog, that's fine. But let's focus on the case of Pete Kivshan. Wouldn't this be a Mekalkel? I mean, he threw it in a way that it gets destroyed, it gets consumed by the fire. And Mekalkel and Pturin. So why should he chayv in this Hotzah, according to Rava? And the answer would be because Melechas Hotzah is a Melecha Grua. In Melacha Sotzah, there is no Ptur of Mekalkel. Mekalkel means that there's no Tikkun in the object, but rather there's a Kilkul. But in Melecha Sotzah, we're not talking about any Tikkun in the object. So therefore, the kilkul, which would be the flip side of tikkun, is totally irrelevant in the case of hotzoi. Every other malacha, where the essence of the malacha is tikkun, then kilkul is mafkiya, the whole significance of the malacha. But in the case of hotzoi, which is a malacha grua, we don't care about kilkul. The shame malacha is the maisa, the tzuris maisa malacha. And therefore, there's no difference, says Rav, between a tzuris maisa malacha, where the object ends on the ground, or a tzuris malacha, where it ends in the pikivshan. And therefore, the whole concept of mekalkel with regard to melechus hotzah is completely out of place. Now, in the Sefer Hare Kedem, Rav Shurkin points out that there's a sugya daf tzadi dalid and Tosus there about melechus and tzrich legufa, and Tosus points out that if you did a melacha for a certain tzorech, but in the Mishkan they did that malach for a different tzorech, that's called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And if we take Tosus's criteria and we apply to Otzah, we would certainly say that Otzah in the Mishkan was where they needed the object. They took out an object and they needed it. The Krushim were meant to be transported from place to place. And therefore, it would seem that according to Tosus's definition, and he applies Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa to Hotzah as well. You remember the case of Motzi Mess, where he doesn't want the mess into the other place, he wants it out of this place, and he calls Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Tosus seems to be applying the universal criterion, the barometer of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa to the case of Hotzah. And the emphasis here is on the Tzorech. What did they need the object for when they did the Hotzah in the Mishkan? And once we say so, then forget about Mekalkel. Let's talk about the fact that there's a tzorech for hotzah in the chefetz. The chefetz itself is needed. If you're destroying the chefetz, that should be, at the very least, a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. Again, how we paskin on malach shein tzrich l'gufa is by focusing the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But be that as it may, according to all Rishonim, for sure, and if we assume that Rabbah holds like Rav Shimon, that malach shein tzrich l'gufa is potter, how can he say that Zorak b'pi kivshan is Potur? You can't compare this to the Mishkan, to the Tzorach that they needed in the Mishkan, as Tosus does on Sadi Dalit, applying that yardstick even to the case of Hotzah. Now getting back to how Tosus says, V'teida mida itzrich trei kroi b'hotzah. How do I know, says Tosus, that logically we would not derive one kind of Hotzah from the other, the Hotzah of the Oni from the Baal Bais, or vice versa? Tosus says, I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara in Erevin, together with the Gemara in Perek HaZorek here in Shabbos, has two different psukim for Hotzah. In the case of the Sugyan HaZorek Vaikale Ha'am Mehavi, in the case of the Sugyan Erev and Daf Yitzayin and Beis, Hotzah is derived from the Paskal Yetze Ish Mimkomo Al Yotzi. In other words, we don't read it Al Yetze, but Al Yotzi. So now, if you take a look at it, Tosus is really saying that the lav of Al Yetze or Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo is the source from Leches Hotzah according to the Sugya in Erevin. And at the end of the day, there is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi says that there's a separate lav that's derived from Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Whereas Tosus says that this lav of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos is not just limited to some separate independent Isur, which Rashi identifies as the Isur Tchumin, that you're not going to go chutz l'tchum, but it also includes the Isra Otzah. But Tosus quotes the Gemara in Azorik. So let's keep our focus for a moment on the sugya in Azorik. Vayikolei ha'am mihavi. Rashi, here at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos on the first Mishnah, seems to assume that Hotzah is derived from a separate lav. Rashi says, "Uberperka zorik bereshe." At the beginning of Perka zorik nafkale, mivayitzav Moshe b'machne vayaviru kol b'machne. And then it says, "Vaykoli omehavi." Lo tafiku mishus hayachilishus harab. Mishus hayachilishus harab. Lo havi nidavu lemachna leviyav yom haShabbos hoya. Now, it's Rashi is saying that there's a pasuk that engenders a separate isur lav for hotzah. And apparently, what Rashi means to say is that pasuk, which is in Shmos Perek Lamed Vav, Vayitzav Moshe Avikol Machlemer Ishvi Al Yasod Mechel Trumas Hakodesh, and then the pasuk says Vayikol Ehami Havi. Rashi understands that Al Yasu Od Malacha is an azhara that engenders an Isur Lav Votzah on Shabbos, and it's all based on the sugyan Azorik on Sari Vavim and Beis Moshe Cheichan Hava. Hechav Yosef v'machla leviya, machla leviya shesarab mavi, Moshe is in v'shesarabim, v'kamalu Yisrael, he tells him, lo safiku v'teisu v'shesayachid yitchu v'shesarabim. Don't take anything out of your tents, which is v'shesayachid, and bring it out to the v'shesarabim. In other words, according to Rashi, Moshe is not just notifying the people that, look, we have enough for the Mishkan, and we dive a host, so we don't need any extra stuff. But more than that, he's being mazir b'nei Yisrael. If they would want to even volunteer, they're not allowed to do so because it was Shabbos. And if you look at the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara says it would be ma'id b'Shabbos koi dilma b'chol koi. And the Gemara finally answers gomar havara havara miyom kipurim. So that Gezeirah Shavah is going to teach us that the Paskal Yaviru is an azhara on Isur Shabbos. That's all according to Rashi, and Rashi holds that there's a separate Azhara, which is derived here at the beginning of Azorek, for Meleches, the Isur Meleches Hotzah. Tosus, on the other hand, at the beginning of Azorek, in the Dibra Maskel Mimai, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Paskal Yaviru was not on Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Paskal Ish Ve'isha Al Yasu Od Meleches L'Tshumas HaKodesh is not an Azhar and an Isur, it's just a Hodah, it's just telling the people, notifying them, they don't have to bring any more Truma for the Meleches HaMishkan, they have enough. And the Gemara's Diyuk there is just to prove that Hotzah is considered a Melecha. But not that there's an Azhar in the Torah for Meleches Hotzah. Now, Tosfos would seem to say here, at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that there is an azhara for hotzah. I mean, he speaks about trei kroy v'hotzah. And if you look at the end of Tosfos, our Tosfos at the beginning, he says, "Afagav hotzah nafkal mikra behedja itzrich lemisnei shahoysa b'mishkan." In other words, even though the Isur hotzah is derived from the Paskal Eyetze ish mimkomo, and as Tosfos says also in Erevin, Tosfos Rosh says it here at the beginning of Shabbos. In other words, there's a separate lav for Meleches Hotzah. Then it comes out that not only does Rashi maintain that there's a separate lav on Isur Hotzah, and it's not included in the general lav of Losasko Melecha, but even Tosfos, at least here at the beginning of the Masechta, seems to maintain that position. Rashi says that the source in the Torah for the Azhara is Ish Al Yasu Od Melacha. Tosfos says it's Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. But whatever it is, there seems to be a separate Isur for Meleches Hotzah. Lav in the Torah for Meleches Hotzah. And therefore we don't understand why is Yichayv Kares or Skila in the case of Meleches Hotzah. Why not apply the principle of Hotzah L'Lav Yotzis, just like that by the Omer who holds Havara L'lav Yotzis on Daf Ayin and also Psachim. If Havara L'lav Yotzis, and if you only get Malchus for Havara, according to that Mandi Omer, then the same logic should apply to Hotzah insofar as it's derived from a separate Isur. And the Ramban here at the beginning of the Masechta raises this question. Let's look at the language of the Ramban. V'kash l'cha in kain lema L'lav Yotzisa V'azhara shamanu onesh Minayin. In other words, the highest form of onesh here should be Malchus, but it should not be included in the category of 39 Malachas that engender a Chiyuv Misa. Says Ramban, Yesh Lahashiv Lecha Kevan Shahaisa V'Mishkan the Ashkachan Dekopet Alei Rachmana B'Lav V'Azra Alei Rachmana Ahadra Lechlal Shar HaMalachas Shoyu V'Mishkan. In other words, If you remember, that Tosa says that we need a separate lav for Hotzah, because Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. It's not included in the Losasuka Malacha. Therefore, we need a Pasuk and an Azhara. This separate Pasuk is going to be Marba Hotzah, that Hotzah is also included under the Isur Malacha. In other words, the Pasuk is not a separate independent Isur, but rather it's a Gili Milsa to teach me that we should take Hotzah and put it back into the barrel, into the bag of all the malachas. We took it out of the bag, insofar as it's a malacha grua. Once the Torah prohibits it on Shabbos, the Torah is telling us, let's put it back into the whole cholent of all the malachas, and yichayev karis and skila. Masha'enken, in the case of Havara, where Havara is a malacha, it does have a powerful impact on the object, we would have wondered why the Torah would have to have given us a separate lav of Lo Savireish B'chol Moshe Oseg B'Yom HaShabbos, if they're all included in the Malachos. And Adarab, according to the Man Yomar Avar Lav Yotzis, the Torah had to take it out of the Klal of Malachos and tell us that this doesn't constitute, qualify as a Malacha, it's only a lav. In the case of Hotzah, where logically I would have assumed from the get-go that Hotzah is not a Malacha, so the lav is just a Gili Milsa to tell me that Hotzah is a Malacha. In the case of Avara, where I would have assumed from the get-go that it is a Malacha, it's included together with the Shar Malachos, so it has the Chashivus, a tremendous impact on the object, I need a Pasuk. The answer is, the Pasuk must be telling me that it's not a Malacha and downgrading it to the status of a lav. Now let's get back to the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, but here I want to look at Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, Hotzah mirshus lushus melacha me'avos melachosi holamadita shahava melacha melacha korei osa. It would seem from the Rambam that Hotzah is included in all the melachas. In the Isur of Losasiko melacha, the Rambam opens up Hilchas Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph by establishing that Melacha Shabbos is derived from Losasiko melacha. But in the case of Hotzah, he tells us that it's a malacha, just like he tells about all the other malachas, but he doesn't mention any source for it. It would seem that there's no separate independent lav, and the Rambam is now arguing on both Rashi and Tosfos. Again, Rashi Lashitoso and Tosfos Lashitoso, which lav it is, but the Rambam doesn't operate with any lav. And when the Pasuk says, Al Yasu od malacha, that's not a source for an Iser lav in the case of Hotzah. The Rambam could hold like the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not an Azhar on Isra Shabbos at all. But again, you could ask about the Paskal Yetze Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos. But that's not a Kasha either. Because the Rambam, towards the end of Hilchas Shabbos, in Perichov Zayin Halacha Aleph, Rambam writes that there's an Isra Tchumin, and Isra Tchumin is derived from this Paskal Yetze Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos. And therefore, it's very logical to assume that according to the Rambam, Yetze Ishmim Komo B'Shabbos doesn't refer at all to Hotzah. Not like Tosfos, who sees two distinct Isurim. Both are inherent in the Paskal Yetzi Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos, Tchumen and Hotzah. No. According to the Rambam, this Pasuk is directed to and limited to Tchumen. There's no Pasuk for the Isur Hotzah. Not Al Yetzi Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos, and not the Pasuk that we saw before Vayaviru Kol B'Machna, because like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Pasuk is needed only in its context to tell the people, notify them that they have enough for the Trumas HaMishkan, there's no need to bring anything more. The Pasuk is not even referring to Shabbos. And that we saw early in Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted by Tosfos, as we saw. Let's just go over that one more time. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Kra de ish v'isha al yaso of lechus the Trumas HaKodesh lo never tos azhara v'isa klal, it's only a hodah ba'alma. Then it comes out that according to the Rambam, there is no source for Meleches Hotzah in the Torah. And Meleches Hotzah is included in the lav of Losasiko Melach. And that per se would be okay. But I want to leave you with the following question. The Rav Zichron Levroch used to make a big deal about the fact that the Rambam in Perek Yudal and Milcha Shabbos Halacha Beis, in Perek Yudal Milchus Gogos Halacha Beis, the Rambam does quote, in fact, a lav for Hotzah, a pasuk for Hotzah. The Rambam writes, "Avolim tov v'horu v'yoru hamotzi mishus l'shus chayev shenemar al yetzei ish mimkomo avol azorik o amoshid mutter." Here's a case of a Shkog al Pioros Bezdin, in which Bezdin told them that they're allowed to be Zorik, they're allowed to be Moshit, because the Yisrael Tzah is derived from Al Yetz Ishmim Komo, and it doesn't include neither Zorik or Moshit. It seems that the Rambam does derive the Yisrael Tzah from that Pasuk, as Tosus reflected it in Erev and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. So why is it that the Rambam does not mention the lav of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo Yom HaShabbos in Hilcha Shabbos for none other than Tchumen, whereas the Rambam Hilcha Shkogos mentions this Pasuk Al Yetze Ishmim Komo Yom HaShabbos as the source for Meleches Hotzah? In order to make some progress on this L'chora Stira in the Rambam, let's raise the fine Chakir, which we've spoken about on more than one occasion. What is the essence, the definition of Melechah Shabbos? Is it one Isur, or is it 39 separate Isurim? Does each Melecha engender a separate independent Isur unto itself? And the Pasuk of L'Osasako Melecha is an umbrella Pasuk, but it includes within it a myriad of Melechas, a myriad of different Isurim. Each Isur is independent. Every Melech has its own Shem Isur. Or shall we say that the essence of the Isur is one indivisible Isur, Lo Sasako Melacha, not to do a Melacha Shabbos, and the different 39 Melachas are just different Ofanim, the different ways or Hechetimtzes to violate the Isur of Lo Sasako Melacha. And this would seem to be a machlokus between Tosin and the Rama, because Tosin Sanhedrin, that we pointed out many times, at Daf Samach Gimel, raises the possibility that there should be no malchus in the case of the lav of melacha, because the lav shebichlolos. And we know that a lav shebichlolos is many different isurim that are included under one nusach, under one lav. And therefore it would seem from Tosfos that there are 39 different isurim, each melacha is an isur unto itself. We discuss this also in terms of Hasra, that you would have to give Hasra b'shem ha'av, because the av is itself the shem isur, and if you just mention in a general sense altas and malach, if that was your Hasra, then you haven't mentioned the shem isur. Tosfos at the beginning of Mod Katan says in Hasra you have to mention the shem isur. So for example, the Tosfos Rid at the beginning of Tolin on Kuflu Lamed Ches writes that Kevan dehavar lechalik yotzes kiluk siv lav hakol melacha umelacha chiluke melachos, he says, and that's the reason why if you violate two different avos on Shabbos belemachas you bring two chatos, is because it's like you violated two different isurim, says the Tosfos Rid. And he gives the equation havile kmo lav in dechele v'dam shem chalukim zemi zevel tzark lahasros alachele mishum chele v'adam mishum dam v'kach v'kol melacha umelacha. So Tosfos Rid's equation is, just like in Chelev and Dam, you bring two chatos, and you'd have to have two different asros, because they're two distinct independent isurim, so too each melacha is an independent isur. The Rambam doesn't seem to assume that. We don't find in the Rambam anywhere that he requires asro b'shem ha'av. The language of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Os Beis, he writes, Tmiya Milsa, he says he doesn't understand. My time of losagi lahasos belav to losasa kol malacha belvad. The Tosfos has a clear on that fine gimel of days. If you have to be masra, if you have to be masra in the told of b'shem av, but each av requires its own hasra, and the minchas chinuch doesn't understand. Why don't you just give a general hasra losasa kol malacha? Again, according to Tosfos, the way we interpreted it, the Minchas Chinuch has no kasha, because each av is a separate isur, and each tolda belongs to its av, and therefore you need hasra b'shem av. You can't give a general hasra. But the Minchas Chinuch is medadik from the language of the Rambam, the stimas dvarim shal Ram perek zayin alach zayin, that you don't need a hasra b'shem alach klal. All you have to do is give hasra for the isur melech Shabbos. And therefore it would seem that the Rambam holds that the Isur of Losa Sukho Melacha is kolel all 39. Each shame malacha is not a separate shame isur. Each shame malacha is nichlal. It's included in the universal, all-encompassing umbrella organization of the shame malacha Shabbos. And if you look at the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Shvisa v'Shabbos malacha, Shvisa v'Shabbos b'Shvi m'malacha mitzvah sev chalosu b'malacha bitel mitzvah sev yara lo sase shenema lo sase kol malacha. The Rambam, in the entire perek, does not mention the various shemos hamalacha. It would seem that these shemos hamalacha are all part and parcel of one indivisible shem isur. They're only hechatimtzus of how to violate that one isur of malacha Shabbos. So Tosus asks about lav shebichlolos, many isurim in one isur that has nothing to do with the Rambam. That question would not in any way frazzle the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't think it's a lav shebichlolos. He thinks it's all one lav. And now let's get back to the machlokes between the Rambam and on the one hand, and Tosus and Rashi and Tosus on the other hand. Rashi and Tosus hold that called malacha is a shame isur biatzmo, and the lav of lo sasa kol malacha really includes 39 different lavim, 39 different shemos of isurim, and therefore it makes sense according to Rashi and Tosus that the malacha sotza, which is also a chal shem isur unto itself, is not included in the pasuk of lo sasa kol malacha, but rather in the pasuk of ish v'shal yasu according to Rashi, or al yetz ish mimkom according to Tosus. In other words, Rashi and Tosa l'shitasa that each malacha is a separate isur, it makes sense that some of the malachas could have their own source in the Torah. Again, because the habmin of this, and then malacha grew itself, and so on. But the fact that there's an azhar from lech sotza is no different. There really should be an azhar in the Torah for every single one of the malachas. The Rambam, on the other hand, who holds that there's no chal shem isur malacha unto itself with regard to each malacha, the heftah, the essence of the isur is lo sasu kol malacha v'shabbos, is therefore malachas hotza is also included in the pasuk lo sasu kol malacha. There is no other alternative chal shem isur Shabbos other than the lav lo sasu kol malacha. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if there's only one lav for all malachos, it doesn't make sense that hotza should have a lav unto itself. And the question is, if possible, in the light of our discussion, maybe we could reconcile the Lechora Stira in the Rambam, because as we saw before in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yudal Lacha Beis, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo as the explicit source for the Isur HaHotzah, Mirshus Hoshus, and yet the Rambam doesn't count that lav anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos. It makes sense, because according to the Rambam, There's no chal shem isur b'fnei atzmo in the pasuk of al yetze ish mimkomo, because there's no chal shem isur b'fnei atzmo with regard to any malacha. And therefore, what is the Rambam deriving from this pasuk? The Rambam holds that this pasuk is really a source for the isur tchumen on Shabbos, but since the mashmos of the pasuk includes also hautzah, It tells me something about Otsa. It's not establishing Otsa as a separate lav or an Iser unto itself, because there is no such thing in Malacha Shabbos. All the Malachas are integrated into one indivisible Iser of Malacha. But rather, the Torah is telling us in the Pasuk, Al Yetzish Mimkoma, that Otsa is a Malacha Asur v'Shabbos. Once the Torah tells us that, and we know now that it's a Malacha Asur v'Shabbos, it is included, therefore, ipso facto, in the Kra, in the pasuk of lo sasu kol malacha. And the Rambam could say the same thing, for example, about havara lelav yotzis, that even though the Torah in the pasuk of lo saviru eish b'kol moshosechem is downgrading the status of havara to a malacha grua, and therefore you only get a violation of a lav and you don't get a chiv karis, but nevertheless it is included in the Iser of Asiyas Malacha. What is the Rambam, again, getting back to the Rambam Hilchos Shgagos, why does the Rambam quote the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo? And the reason is because the Rambam there is dealing with Bezdin Shetov Bo Ra, and the Halach of Tovs, in the case of Malach Sotza, is the same as a toz in any malacha in Shabbos, in Ikar Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a toz in a Dover HaMafurish B'Torah. In other words, even the Tzdukim who deny Torah Bal Peh would agree that this toz is Mafurish B'Torah. It's B'Dover HaMafurish B'Torah. And when it comes to the halacha of Helem Dover, Helen Dovar for Chiv Chatos does not apply to something which is Mefurish B'Torah. And with regard to that, it doesn't matter that Al Yetzish from Komo is not the Azhara of Melechas Hotzah, rather, that's an Azhara for Tchumen. But nevertheless, one thing we do derive from this Paschal Yetzish from Komo is that the Torah prohibits Hotzah. Again, the Torah is not prohibiting Otsah under an independent law. This is a Gili Milsa that Otsah is included in Lo Sasu Kamalacha. But all the Ram wants to tell you here is that it's not called a Helim Dover. There's no Chiv Karmon Chatos here. Because it's not a Toz like it is in the other 38 Malachas, which engenders a Chiv Chatos. Because that's a Toz in Hara and something that's not Mefurish B'Torah. But the Ram wants to establish that with regard to Hotzah, it's considered a toz, but Hora is toz, but Dover HaMafurish B'Torah. But again, the Rambam in Hilchas Shkogos is not denying that the essence of the Isur Hotzah is included under the Poskel Sas Kamalach. The Ram just wants to say that it's more explicit, and the Nafka Bina is that there's no Chiv Chatos for a toz, but Hora is pest. I forgot to mention the Lashon HaRambam in Perchav Dalad Milcha Shabbos Halacha Zayin. Ein onshin b'Shabbos afal pi shah onesh mitzasei ein adocha Shabbos ketzad. Harei sheneschayev bebezdin malchus o misa ein malchus also ve'memisen also b'Shabbos shenemar lo saviru eish b'chol moshe sechem yom haShabbos zu azhar lebezdin shal yisrufu b'Shabbos mishin eschayev sreifa. We see from the Rambam that the lav of Lo Saviru Eish B'chol Mosh Foseichem is an iser of not punishing someone in Bezdin, someone who's chayv and onish in Bezdin, whether it's Sreifo or Huadin L'Shar Onshim, and the Rambam is based on a sugya in Sanhedrin Lamed Hayim Beis, and how did the Chachamim know that there's an Iser on Shabbos, that you can't punish someone on Shabbos? The answer is they know it because the Torah went out of its way to formulate a separate law for Havara. And according to the Chachamim, Havara lechalik yotzis or lelav yotzis only becomes a yalfusa, but that's not really the essence of the law. Now, just like we saw in Al Yetzeh Ishmim Kombi Yom HaShabbos, the essence of the lav is tchumin, but we also derive from this pasuk that there's an Isra Otzah, so that the toz of Haraz Bezdin is the Dover HaMafurish B'Kra. Here too we find something very similar, that according to the Rambam, the lav of Lo Saviru Eish B'Chol Mosh Foseichem is essentially for the Isra Onshim. And this again is reiterated by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Lo Saseh Shin Chav Beis. So then, what does it mean, Havar l'lav yotzis, Havar l'chalik yotzis? And the answer is, Havar l'lav yotzis, Havar l'chalik yotzis is on a level of Yalfusa. But the Iker alav is coming to tell you the Yisr Onshin B'Shar. So it will stop here.